We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to another special episode of the House of Hoosier podcast brought to you by the Field of 68. My name is Austin Platt, not joined by my co-host today, Ben Holler. Instead, we have upgraded him. We are joined a very special guest, Trey Galloway, Indiana men's basketball senior guard now. Trey, thanks for taking the time.
Of course, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Obviously, we want to talk about you and the entire team going into this 23-24 year. You got things unofficially started on Sunday, but with the news that came down just about an hour ago with the passing of legendary head coach Bob Knight, I'd be remiss not to ask you, for you, what does it mean to represent the school and the sport that he is so affiliated with? And I guess in your mind, what did Bob Knight mean to Indiana basketball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a legendary coach and meant so much to Indiana and the fans and everybody. So, I mean, just all the things that he did for the program, the national championships, just the stuff he did was amazing. And so I think it's really, it's great. It's a great honor to play for Indiana and to play, just to be a part of that history that he's built here in Indiana. But obviously it's sad and a lot of people are affected by it, but he'll be missed for sure.
Obviously, thoughts and prayers with his entire family. I know his health has been declining, but obviously it can't be easy for them nowadays. Let's talk about you now. You're a captain and a leader on this team. Does it feel any different being a senior now around campus? Do you feel like you have that kind of extra step on everyone else in your everyday life?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit different. Obviously, different role because I'm older now. And we have a lot of younger guys on the team as well. So I got to really step into that role of being a leader and helping the younger guys kind of come along because we do got a lot of new guys and younger groups. So it's good with the older guys like me, X and Anthony, Anthony Walker, who's played in college for a while. So it's been good stepping into that role. I got to keep working on it and being vocal every day. But yeah, like I said, for the most part, it's been great.
Obviously, that role, it feels like you had to take a bigger one last year when Xavier Johnson went down with that foot injury. Does anything you feel last year kind of come into this year in terms of your preparation, your mindset? Do you feel that almost having to take that next step being a starter with Xavier Johnson's absence had helped you kind of build into your senior year?
I think so, yeah. I mean, obviously, stepping into that starter role last year really helped me get some experience. Obviously, it sucked. Having Xavier go down last year because he was a big piece to our team. But it's great to have him back with us now. But I think it definitely did give me a lot of experience at the point guard position and expanding my role offensively and defensively. So I think leading into this year, that really helped me. It's prepared me to be where I need to be.
Remember your reaction when you heard Xavier was going to get the waiver to come back for his sixth year? Was there any text messages exchanged or you got something from that?
Yeah, I mean, I just texted him right away, like let's make the most of it, because we knew it wasn't for sure that he was going to be able to come back, but once we found out, and once he decided that he wanted to come back and help us win, I was really excited, and I knew that it was go time, and because he's a big piece, and I love playing with him, and I think we really benefit each other well on the offensive and defensive end, so. It's really cool to have him back and have him want to come back and help us win.
We all know, obviously, the impact he had 2 years ago, kind of leading you guys almost to that NCAA tournament. You took a big step last year, and now here, year three under Mike Woodson. Let's talk about him for a second. How have you seen him grow, both as a coach and a person, and how has your relationship with him changed as you've both gotten older? Now you're in your senior year.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely grown a lot. I mean, first year, I didn't really know much about him, obviously, because I had a different coach my freshman year, and he came in my sophomore year. So we got to learn each other a lot throughout that first year. I mean, he learned a lot about me as a player and as a person. And I think we were able to connect and form that bond and form that trust. And I think that's just continued to grow and grow every year to the point where he's put the trust in me to be a captain and to do a lot of things with the program and stuff. So I think it's been really cool to have that connection with him and for him to trust me.
What's something you've learned about him over the last 3 years that you wouldn't have expected when you first met him that you've gotten to know about him?
Just how much he wants to win. I mean, because coming from the NBA, obviously it's a big business up there from trying to win and win championships. But he came down. That's the only thing he wanted to do was win a national championship, a Big Ten championship. So that's our goals, and he says it every day. And so it's really cool to see that that's his main focus is getting us better and preparing us to win. So I really appreciate that out of him. And we got to do the same thing.
For you this summer, was there anything specific for you that you wanted to work on and get better? Or were there any skills you wanted to hone in as you prepare? And you've, I guess, been ready now for several months for your senior year.
Right. I mean, I think just overall, just everything, just gaining more confidence on the offensive end. Expanding my game with the different shots and being able to take different shots and such. So I think doing that as well as just knowing my role in defense and kind of being like the anchor on defense, since I've been in the system for the past 3 years and I know what it takes and I know what Coach Wilson wants. So just being vocal and helping guys learn all the spots where they need to be in.
What he's always talking about, those 50-50 balls diving over the place. And I always feel like you're that first guy that's always on the floor. I bet there's plenty of laundry that scrapes that you've encountered over your time. Let's talk about kind of the offseason. Obviously, last offseason was so much different considering you're returning basically the entire roster that got to the NCAA tournament. This one been a lot different with all the newcomers. How have you had to adjust to that? What was it like getting to know everybody? And I guess maybe who has impressed you the most so far of all those new guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a big-time adjustment. I mean, like you said, we got so many new guys coming in and new roles and new faces. So we really focus on this summer kind of get a chance to go out and play with each other and get to know what everyone does. And so it was good to kind of see that and get a feel for everybody and be able to connect. So I think that was great, and it was a great chance for us to really push each other this offseason. And we've been doing it every day in practice, just going at each other all the time. But I think the guy that I think was, I mean, for me, that I saw improve a lot was CJ, because we go at it every day, head to head, face each other since we're similar positions. So I think we push each other and got each other better every day, which has been great. I mean, all the other guys too have been impressive, the new guys, the freshmen, transfers and stuff. But I think for my being my position, kind of the similar positions, I think we've pushed each other and he's gotten a lot better, and he's going to show a lot of people this year what he's about.
He's someone that I think a lot of people say have to take that next jump. Obviously, you lose Tamar Bates, you lose Jalen, so there's a lot of guard depth that he's going to have to fill in that role. Another newcomer, Anthony Walker, obviously he beat you guys last year in the tournament. I was hearing some things that, you know, he was giving it to you guys a little bit of trash talk. What's that kind of been like, and how nice is it, I guess, on Sunday to finally be on the same team?
Yeah, no, I love A Walk. I mean, yeah, we talked a little bit before, because it's cool. It's a cool experience for him because, I mean, we went what he got was a Final Four. He got to the Final Four and was able to get there. So it's really great to have him bring that experience over, with a tournament experience and just how long he's been in college. He's seen it all. So I think he has that experience, and he's a pretty vocal guy, and I really love playing with him because he's got a high motor and wants to win as well. So I really just love to have a guy like that on our team that's gonna help us win. And he's done a great job so far.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Let's talk about more about CJ. Obviously, you as a senior, you've grown. How nice is it to see other guys grow? CJ, Caleb, you think of the guys freshman to sophomore, you're expecting to take a big jump. Have you seen that at all? And I guess, is it rewarding for you to see them succeed as well?
For sure, because you want to see your teammates succeed and you want everybody to come along, because it takes everybody to really be able to win at the high level. So I think we need everybody on board and everybody to come along fast, because the season's here. So we got to be ready to go. And obviously there's going to be guys where it's their night. And so we got to support each other and be there for each other day in and day out in practice. And then when the games come, just be ready to go and be locked in on the scout and be ready to compete.
For you, I know there weren't a ton of guys on this team last year that returned, but who do you think that small group takes the biggest jump? It feels like someone's going to have to, considering you lost basically 80% of their production for last year. Who do you think makes that big jump?
I think a lot of guys will make the jump. I mean, we got really talented freshmen coming in with Gabe and McKenzie. They're going to help us out a lot. And they're really mature as well. I think they've come in and really listened and been willing to learn what our program is all about. And so I think they'll be a big time help. And obviously the transfers, Peyton, Khalil, Walk, those guys have been really special so far. So, I mean, obviously it's a lot of new guys, and we're going to have a lot of people that have to make a jump. But I think with the pieces we have, we're going to be able to do that.
Let's talk about Gabe Cubs. He really impressed, I think, to a lot of us on Sunday, just that spark off the bench. What's it like, you know, playing with him? I know everyone's saying Xavier Johnson's kind of taking him under his wing, but what's it like playing with him and really the rest of the second unit, who, I guess, if Sunday is any indication, then the second unit is going to be, you know, just as competitive as the first.
Yeah. He's done a great job. And that's another thing. He's really special, and all he wants to do is win. And you can tell when he's out there playing. So it's really cool to have a guy like that that will come in the second unit and kind of get the guys going with this intensity on defensive end and the ability to push the pace on offensive end. So, I mean, he's a smart player, and he knows his role, and he's going to come in and try to help us as much as possible to help us win. So I really love what he's been doing so far.
Obviously, he's got some big shoes to fill because of Jalen Hood-Schifino. What was it like playing with Jalen? I mean, just a freshman who we knew going in. We figured he was only going to have 1 year at Indiana. What was it like seeing him grow, and kind of how did your game help his and vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, he was special. He can do so many things on the offensive end. And it was really cool to have him be a part of that, because I saw a lot of special things, like special games where he had, like, games where it was just incredible to watch him go. So it was cool being a part of that and have him have the success he has, because he's worked so hard for it, and he's going to continue to work hard, and I think he's gonna have a great career in the NBA.
How did you, did anything he did that helped your game specifically?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he drew so much attention with him being so gifted on offense. And so he was able to get me shots and where I was able to knock him down. So I got a lot of open shots from him and Trace, just drawing so much attention. So I think that those are some of the things that really helped me out for sure. And just the way he played at his own speed, I think that's really a special thing that he had. He's always able to play his own pace. So I try to do some of that stuff as well. Just make the plays that he was able to make. So it was cool.
For you, was there a light bulb moment where you said, okay, this guy's a one and done and I got to maximize the rest of the time I have with him? Because there was a point where you probably figured, now there ain't going to be much more time I play with them together in the uni.
Yeah, I mean, after that Purdue game at Purdue, I think everybody kind of knew that he wasn't coming back after that, which is one of the best performances I've seen in a while. So it was really special to be a part of that win, to see him succeed at such a high level.
Obviously, he and Trace are now in the league. How special is it for you to say you were teammates with those guys and just be able to watch two guys in the NBA, both obviously get drafted, pretty special to have that in just year two under Mike Woodson? How special is it to be calling those guys teammates, and how much you catching up with them still?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see, because it makes you motivated, because you want to be in the same position. And that's my goal, is to get to the highest level. And everyone has a different route to it. But I think it was really cool to see them succeed and work so hard to get to that level. And to see them at that level is motivating to me, because, I mean, those are my teammates, and I really love playing with those guys. And obviously Trace is one of my best friends, so me and him talk every day. So he's doing great. And obviously he had a great game the other night. So it's really cool to just see those guys at the next level, playing against the guys I kind of grew up watching and being a part of that. So it's special to see that. And like I said, just honestly, it's a motivator for me.
I assume, as an Indiana guy, you were a Pacers fan growing up?
Pacers and Lakers. I was a Kobe fan.
There you go. Are you, I guess now you got a, are you a Warriors and a Lakers fan? Are you setting your DVR? I know you got some late games to deal with, but how much are you trying to watch the NBA and specifically your former teammates?
Yeah, no, I do. I like the Lakers a lot and the Warriors. I mean, I love how the Warriors play. I mean, those are two great organizations that they could have been drafted to. So I think they both got really, really blessed to be a part of those great organizations. But I like watching the Thunder a lot. That's a team I'm really invested in right now, because I think they got a lot of young guys that can play and play the right way together. So that's a team I like watching.
How much of the NBA do you catch maybe in a certain week? Are you and the other guys watching the games, your DVR on for those late Warriors and Lakers games?
Yeah, I try to catch as much as possible. There's usually a game on every night. So just sitting down and watching it and just learning from those guys, because, I mean, they're the best. So you want to learn from them. Because that's where you want to, that's where obviously I want to get to. So just watching those guys and learn from them is pretty cool.
Everyone talks about, with accolades, you always want the team to do well. You want to win a Big Ten title, a national title. That's what Woodson has said in his first 3 years. But for you individually, is there anything you want to achieve, or is it for you kind of like everyone else, it's all team-based?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have any individual goals. Obviously, my goals are to leave a legacy and to win. And it starts with the Big Ten championship, because that's what we've been searching for. So, obviously, individual goals, just to get better every day and to push myself and push my teammates. And then those accolades would come with us winning. So I think if we just every day focus on the task at hand, it'll take care of itself.
You got close last year to a Big Ten title. What's it going to take this year for you to make that extra jump with a new set of faces in order to, you know, get that trophy in the trophy case?
I think it's just one day at a time, and taking it each possession at a time and each game at a time. You can't look too far ahead or dwell on the past. I think we just got to focus on the present and focus on getting better and locking in to do what we have to do to win it. I mean, because obviously it's one of the probably the most challenging league in college basketball. So it's not going to be easy. We know that, but we got to fight every night, because each game is a new opportunity for us to win and get better.
It really is a grind, and even the non-conference as well. Any specific games, locations? You know, you got some great ones on the schedule again, just like last year. Is there one maybe non-con game that sticks out to you that you're really excited for, even though you're taking it day by day?
I mean, honestly, I'm really excited for all those big ones. I mean, obviously the one at MSG against UConn, the first one. I mean, that'll be a big one. That's coming up here pretty soon. So that's going to be a big game. Obviously, we got games before that. So like I said, we got to focus on one game at a time. But I think the Kansas game at home will be a good game for us because we want to get revenge from last year. Because that's the last time X played. So we want to get revenge because they whooped on us last year at their place. So we want to get them back this year. So be good.
A lot of games, obviously, on the schedule. Trey, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it. All the best to you and the rest of the guys headed into this 23-24 season. You got things started on the right foot on Sunday. And surely there's a lot to look forward to in the next exhibition Friday and the rest of the season. Thanks again for your time. All the best this year.
Yep. Thank you so much. We'll see you.
I'll do it for this episode of the House of Hoosier podcast. For Trey Galloway, I'm Austin Platt. We'll see you next time.